Once upon a time, a young girl called Grace went out into the world. She had been promised a fairy tale, a bright future in the Palace of Success, a future of equality and opportunity, a future where she was respected and her gifts were valued, where she could make her dreams come true if she worked hard. Skipping along the path, she felt excited, curious, and eager to prove her worth. After a few miles, she met a young man. We'll call him George. They got chatting, and they soon realised they had much in common, shared goals, qualifications, interests, and gifts. And since they were both destined for the palace, they decided to travel together. Just as things were looking rosy, they came to a fork in the road, guarded by Old Man Status Quo. He ushered George down the right-hand path, which was brightly lit and covered with flowers. "Can't I take that path too?" asked Grace. "The other path goes through the forest." "No," said Status Quo. "You must take the left-hand path." So Grace and George bade each other farewell and agreed to rendezvous at the palace. Now Grace was a 21st century girl who believed in equality, her rights, her independence, and she didn't believe in monsters. So she took a deep breath and set off into the forest. But little did she know that along her path, beasts really were lurking in the shadows, and huge obstacles really would block her way. Obstacles and beasts that George would never have to deal with. And so our story begins. Have you ever been in a situation where you have felt invisible, or worse, relegated to nothing more than someone to serve the tea in a room where you're actually the expert? Did you believe that if you got an education, qualified, and became an authority in your field, you would be realising your potential? But then, once you got there, you didn't feel good enough, couldn't put yourself and your ideas forward, and didn't shine when you wanted to? Or worse, does life feel like an exam where perfection is the standard? Do you feel judged and dread criticism? Do your stress and anxiety seem way out of proportion and everyday events feel like ordeals? Are you driven to push yourself harder and harder, the ease and confidence your abilities should give you remaining elusive? Or maybe you've achieved great things, built a business or launched your mission, but then, out of the blue, money issues, anxiety and glass ceilings have brought everything crashing down. Did you think that in this modern society, you would be free to express your gifts and achieve everything you're capable of? Something is going on under the surface. Something that sabotages women specifically. Something that isn't fully acknowledged or understood. Something the conventional world doesn't understand. In recent years, there have been some brilliant books spotlighting the confidence gap between women and men, the way in which women don't ask for what they want and deserve, and the way data collection is biased against women. We can all see that the unconscious bias persists. However, in this book, I'm going beyond these things. I'm going to show you precisely what is happening under the surface, in our minds and in society, to create these effects. I'm going to explain the very real damage, way beyond promotions and salaries, that this phenomenon does to your life and your well-being. But most importantly, this book will show you how to free yourself to shine, succeed, and embody your true power in the world. Did you start out in life with excitement and optimism? I certainly did. The trouble was that as a woman, my journey to the Palace of Success was fraught with obstacles, hidden dangers, and challenges that my male counterparts never had to overcome. Obstacles they didn't even realise existed, and some perils that they actively created. Those challenges were enormous, and they changed everything for me and many women like me. After a glowing 8 years at Cambridge, at the age of 26, I found myself as the youngest university lecturer in the UK that year in a male-dominated engineering department. I was idealistic and determined. I was on a mission to show the world that as a woman, and in my case, a very feminine woman, I could succeed in that masculine environment.